Well, it looks like the Hugo Award nominations have been stuffed this year.
Well, they're somewhat of a scandal.
Last year, the Sad Puppies put up a list of works they thought should win Hugos and encouraged people to vote for them. Now, they were unhappy with the results of the 2014 Hugos.
They did get quite a few people through to the nomination.
They got through the nominations, but the actual awards generally went to non-white, non-straight, non-male authors. And the works were typically complex and groundbreaking stories. So this meant that most of the stories on the Sad Puppies slate didn't get a grom.
Okay.
Last year.
Okay.
Well, this time, apparently they enlisted the hordes of the misogynistic game gators to stack the nomination.
Honestly, it's loosely related to Gamergate. Gamergate's gators are having great fun with it now. They're caught up in after the nomination.
Right. So now they're trying to claim.
Well, they're not. They're trying to say it's not us, but while saying that this is exactly what should be happening, it's just not us.
Okay.
I don't think they're involved in the voting, particularly.
Okay. Basically, most of the categories, the nominees have basically come from the slate. From
the sad and the rape.
Yeah.
Okay. Who the hell are the Sad Puppies? Are they bad? Do we not like them?
Well, in the same sense as Gamergate is a reaction against pushes for feminism and diversity in gaming.
Yeah.
The Sad Puppies is a reaction to similar pushes, and maybe I'm being wrong here, so you could correct.
No, I think it's
to that in within science fiction. So their complaint is that good, solid, traditional authors are missing out because they're not trendy. They're not doing the right sorts of themes in their writing.
Mm. So they're basically
discounting.
I think they basically want to stay in their own little corner and win prizes for what they're doing, whereas the field of science fiction fantasy has, like, exploded.
Well, their argument is it hasn't exploded so much that it's gone completely away from the traditional and tried to embrace to ignore traditional style science fiction in favour of particular feminist themes and exploration of sexuality and so on, which I don't want it to be about.
So it's quite funny when you think about it, because the whole point of science fiction is to explore new, interesting concepts.
Oh, I don't think it's all rubbish, and I'm quite happy with a new type of what's going on in science fiction in terms of writing.
It's
exciting. And in fact, if you look at the key novels and stories through the decades, you can see different themes come up in different decades.
True, very much so.
The 60s were all sci-fi and stuff. We don't really do so much hard SF anymore in awards, and that works for me.
So the problem at the moment is basically they, because they only allow 5 nominees in each category, these nominated works from the Puppies have crowded out
everything else, basically.
Okay. For example, the gender mix this time around is now extremely poor, with very few women being nominated because they weren't on the Sad Puppy slate.
Right.
There were some, and including some on the Sad Puppy slate, but not for best novel or best author.
And have the nominations closed now?
Yep.
Ah, okay.
Now, the question, of course, is do we need to worry about it and do we need to do anything about it? There was a very interesting article by George R. R. Martin, which was published in The Guardian.
I read his blog post. I think there was a Guardian.
Oh, yeah, it got picked up by the Guardian here. So what do you think he said?
I liked his article. The core of the argument was that, from my understanding, is that the Hugos are not representative of science fiction fandom. It's representative of the best science fiction in the world. It's the people who attend the Worldcon or are associate members of the Worldcon and what they like. And so it reflects their views, and if they lean towards certain types of fiction, then why shouldn't it reflect what they're leaning towards?
Mm. But clearly this group has gained the nomination process.
They have, and I think his point, which I like, is that, well, they should create their own award. If they don't like the way the Hugos is going, rather than try and change what the Hugos is, create your own award.
Mm. Should they change the rules for nominations, or should they just add committee nominated works?
Well, now we're going to get into the complex bits. My understanding here was that it was being stuffed in previous years too. It's just this year is more
seriously obviously stuffed.